next report is about bodyguards, female bodyguards. Responsible for protecting the safety and reputation of the world's most high-profile personalities, there has been a surge in demand for women bodyguards recently. Here are some of the reasons that more and more people are choosing women rather than the stereotypical men in black. Women are discreet.
The people I work for want someone who can blend in, says Lisa Baldwin, a 33-year-old from Britain. They don't want obvious security, like the kind used by Madonna or Britney Spears. Those bodyguards, the big guys, draw attention to the clients and put them at more stress and risk. In Britain, 1 in 14 personal protection officers, PPOs, is a woman. Unlike the big man in black stereotype, female bodyguards can easily look as if they are their client's assistant or just a friend. I look like a nanny, says Baldwin, who often protects rich people's children. Big guys are fine if you are just keeping fans back, but I am dealing with things like kidnap threat and might have to get out of a situation very quickly. Pure muscle isn't enough.
Women are diplomatic.
There's a very high demand for female PPOs right now, says Neil Davies, head of a British security firm. If I was putting together a security team of 8, I'd like at least 2, maybe 3 women in the mix. Women lower the testosterone level. Davies gives the example of a celebrity being aggressed by a drunk in a bar. If a man steps up to confront him, then the situation can escalate. If a woman does it, the aggression levels drop because no matter how drunk they are, most men are conditioned to know it's wrong to hit a woman. A female PPO tends to be better at conflict resolution rather than making the situation worse. There should never be a fight, says Jackie Davis, 60, Britain's first woman PPO and ex-bodyguard for Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. It's not your job to fight. But that doesn't mean there is no danger. For example, Davis spent 2 years on the run with a client who was being hunted by Russian assassins, an experience that only ended when the client paid Putin back the money they owed him.
Women are not men.
When I started, there were very few female PPOs, says Lisa Baldwin. Then, suddenly, they were being requested all over the place, especially for Muslim families who might not want the women mixing too closely with men. And then there are the bathrooms. If you have a male bodyguard and a female client, that's going to be an issue. The assassin could be in the toilet, confirms Jackie Davis, whose experiences have inspired a recent Netflix film, Close. Plus, female clients quite often are comfortable with you. The first thing they'll tell you after being away is that they're having an affair or a divorce or whatever. Just never, ever believe that you're their friend. Once they're finished with you, they're gone. And all such secrets, of course, must remain secret. Discretion is an essential part of the job, says Baldwin. After all, who is going to employ a bodyguard with a big mouth?